Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola a todos. Soy Fernando. Hi, everybody. This is Fernando.
Welcome back to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 5, Naming Things in Mexican Spanish.
In this lesson, you will learn how to name things and talk informally about them using Mexican Spanish. In other words, how to use articles and nouns and call things by their name.
This conversation takes place at a park.
And it's between Ashley and her local friend, Maria.
The speakers are friends, so they will be speaking casual Spanish. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mira, Ashley, qué bonito. ¿Qué es? Es un pájaro azul.
Ay, qué lindo.
Y mira allá,
el arco iris.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Mira, Ashley, qué bonito. ¿Qué es? Es un pájaro azul. Ay, qué lindo. Y mira allá, el arco iris.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Mira, Ashley, qué bonito.
Look, Ashley, how beautiful.
¿Qué es?
What is it?
Es un pájaro azul.
It's a blue bird.
Ay, qué lindo.
Oh, how cute.
Y mira allá.
And look over there.
El arco iris.
The rainbow. So it sounds like they're having fun in the park.
True, finding all sorts of things to talk about.
So later on, we're going to talk about how to use a and the in Spanish, but I think there's something else we should cover before that here.
What's that?
The fact that all nouns in Spanish have gender.
Oh, right. English doesn't have this, does it?
Nope. Which is why this can be a very confusing concept at first. But basically, every noun is assigned a gender.
Masculine or feminine.
Right. The reason this is important is because it will affect other words that are used together with that noun. For example, the articles that we will learn in this lesson, as well as adjectives, and so on.
That's right. Those words have to match the noun in gender.
So how do you recommend we study the gender of words in Spanish?
Well, I think when you study vocabulary, it's best to remember the gender along with the word.
Got it. So remember it as a set, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And with that, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we'll see is
mirar.
Look.
Mirar. Mirar.
Next is
qué.
How.
Qué. Qué.
The next word is
bonito. Bonita.
Beautiful. Pretty.
Bonito. Bonita. Bonito. Bonita.
The next word is
ser.
To be. Permanent characteristics.
Ser. Ser.
The next word is
un. Una.
A. An.
Un. Una. Un. Una.
The next word is
pájaro.
Bird.
Pájaro. Pájaro.
Next is
ay.
Oh.
Ay. Ay.
The next word is
lindo. Linda.
Pretty. Nice. Lovely.
Lindo. Linda. Lindo. Linda.
Next is
allá.
There. Over there.
Allá. Allá.
Next is
el. La.
The.
El. La. El. La.
The next word is
arco iris.
Rainbow.
Arcoíris. Arcoíris.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
Okay. When Maria says, look over there, Ashley, she say, mira, Ashley. This means to look intently at something.
So she's drawing her attention to something specific, right? In this case, it was a bird.
Exactly. Another way of saying look is ve, but it has a more passive connotation.
Our next phrase is, ¿qué es? What is it?
¿Qué is a question word that means what? And es means is.
So literally, it's asking, what is? There is no it here, but it's a natural question in Spanish.
That's right, ¿qué es? What is it? That's right, ¿qué es? What is it?
And last, we have the expression,
¡qué lindo!
Which means, how cute, or how beautiful. But Fernando, didn't we just say that ¿qué means what?
Oh, good point. In a question, ¿qué means what? But when followed by an adjective, as an exclamation, it takes the meaning how.
Can we give some more examples?
Sure. For example, bonito also means beautiful. So if we say qué bonito, it means
how beautiful.
Right. Here is another one. Interesante means interesting. So if we say qué interesante, it means
how interesting.
That's right. So the meaning of qué changes depending on how it's used in the sentence.
Great, that's good to know. Now let's move on to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn about definite and indefinite articles in Spanish.
First, you might be wondering, what are articles?
Good question. We have articles in English too. They are the words like a and the that are used before nouns. The good thing is that Spanish has equivalents for both of these.
That's right.
So let's talk about what kinds of articles we have in Spanish.
We have two kinds, definite articles and indefinite articles.
Let's start with the definite articles. This is equivalent to the word the in English.
In Spanish, it's important to know that nouns have genders.
Right. This is found in many languages, but not English. As we said earlier, in Spanish, every noun is either masculine or feminine. And the definite articles for masculine and feminine nouns are different.
Yes, they are el for masculine nouns and la for feminine nouns.
So, for example, we had the phrase, the rainbow. What was this in Spanish?
El arcoíris. El is the article and arcoíris is rainbow.
What's an example of a feminine noun?
We didn't have one in the dialogue, but for example, la mesa, this means the table.
Great. Now let's look at the indefinite articles. These are equivalent to a or an in English.
In Spanish, they are un for masculine nouns and una for feminine nouns.
In this conversation, Maria calls out to Ashley,
es un pájaro azul.
It's a bluebird. So you can see the article right before the word for bird.
Un pájaro.
What's an example of the feminine indefinite article?
For example, una cama.
A bed. Bed is a feminine noun in Spanish, so it gets
una cama.
Great. Have you got that, listeners? Fernando, can you repeat all of the articles for us again?
Sure. The definite articles are el and la, and indefinite articles are un and una.
There's one more thing we should mention here.
Oh, do you mean the plural forms?
Exactly. The ones we just gave were for singular nouns. If the noun is plural, then we have to change them slightly. Let's give some examples.
For example, el pájaro will be the bird, but the birds, plural, will be los pájaros. So el become los. But the birds, plural, will be los pájaros. So el becomes los.
What about a feminine noun?
Remember that la mesa is the table, and the tables will be las mesas.
Great. Now let's go to the indefinite articles again.
We'll use the same words again. For example, un pájaro will be a bird, but some birds, plural, will be unos pájaros. So un becomes unos.
What about a feminine noun?
Okay. Una mesa is a table, and some tables will be unas mesas.
Great. Can we hear them all together now?
Sure. Here are the definite articles. El, la, los, las. And the indefinite articles. Un, una, unos, unas.
Excellent. Listeners, be sure to check the lesson notes for more examples of these.
Yes, it might take a while to get this all straight, so please be sure to practice.
Okay, that's going to do it for this lesson. See you guys next time.
Hasta pronto.
Mira, Ashley, qué bonito. ¿Qué es? Es un pájaro azul.
Ay, qué lindo.
Y mira allá.
El arco iris.